Now we're back in the studio and I have with me Anna Pringle. How are you, Anna?
I'm good, Mark. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
And can you hear me loud and clear?
I can indeed.
Okay. And you're from the, you're the coordinator of Dublin Sanctuary Runners.
That's right.
And it's something I haven't heard about before. And what do you do? Like, or is it like it's on the tin? You do what you say on the tin, is it?
Well, what Sanctuary Runners is actually all over the country, and we're the Dublin branch of it. It started in Cork about 2 years ago. It has a very simple purpose, and the purpose is to enable people living in Ireland to run alongside and in solidarity with asylum seekers and refugees. And the focus is really on just mutual friendship and respect. So we have sort of three words we use a lot. It's solidarity, friendship, and respect. And it's to give people a chance to get to know new arrivals in the community who are seeking asylum or are refugees.
And are these people who are in the places where they're put?
Yeah, so there's a system called direct provision.
Yeah, that's system.
Yeah, yeah. And yeah. What that is, that was started about 20 years ago as
yes.
a temporary measure.
Yeah.
Like a lot of things, it wasn't as temporary as they thought.
Yeah.
But when people arrive in the country seeking asylum, they right. go to live in direct provision centres.
Right.
But often these centres are very isolated.
Because, yeah, so out in Butlins and places like that.
Yeah,
not,
that's
not
right.
In the middle of town, anyway.
The biggest one is in Mosny.
Is
in
yeah.
in Dublin, we have two. One in Clondalkin.
Right.
And one in Balseskin. Now, you might know Balseskin. You probably don't. So it's just north of the M50, very close to Ballymun, very close to Finglas.
And it's called Balseskin.
It's called Balseskin Reception Centre. And that's where
okay.
people go when they first arrive in the country.
Yes, yeah.
Most people in the community don't know it's there.
No, how many people would be there?
There are probably about 300 people there
wow.
at any given time.
Really?
Yeah, and so we Sanctuary Runners, we go to Poppentry Park Run
yeah.
on Saturday mornings, and we bring people from Balseskin to Poppentry Park Run. And like yourself, a lot of people there said to us, sorry, where are people
yeah.
living? What's going
didn't
on?
Know.
They didn't
yeah.
know.
Oh.
And then what happened was when we went to Parkrun, people came up to us and said, oh, well, I live near here. I can offer lifts. People need lifts
course,
to Parkrun.
Yeah, yeah.
And so the group has just become part of that community and they've been very
right.
welcomed, which is yeah. fantastic.
It must be very welcoming for them, for people to come in and to, you know, bring them into the society, isn't it? It would be, wouldn't it?
Yeah, and it's been, I think Irish people...
To integrate them. To
absolutely.
Integrate
Irish
them,
people,
yeah.
I think, generally are friendly.
Generally.
And easygoing, generally. And we tend to hear a lot of the negatives in the media.
Mm-hmm.
But actually, what I've seen in the past, been involved with this for 2 years, has been just positives. And people being friendly and welcome and open. And what happens now is the asylum seekers are, it's in some cases, it was their first time speaking to an Irish person, getting involved
really?
In this. Yeah.
Because they're all in the institution where they are. And they're
sort of shoved aside to some extent. And, you know, maybe they're coming from, some of them are coming from traumatic backgrounds. They might be nervous
oh, yeah,
about
yeah.
going out or whatever.
Of course, yeah.
So
yeah.
this gives people an opportunity to do something that is positive and healthy and fun.
Mm-hmm.
And it gives people living in the community an opportunity to get to know new people
mm-hmm.
Without any stigma attached
yeah.
to it.
Yeah.
And we're not
yeah.
holding up placards. We're not doing anything other than just being friendly.
Mm-hmm. And these would be people from all over the world, I presume.
From all over
every
the world.
Every nationality.
Yeah.
All different languages.
All different languages.
How do you function on that one?
It can be challenging sometimes. The names are a big challenge.
Yeah,
us learning the African names and then
yeah.
people learning the Irish names. Like we have a volunteer called Kira
yeah.
and she gets called all sorts of things.
Of course, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah.
By the Africans.
Did most of them speak English or not? No.
Depends on the country.
Doesn't,
I mean,
yeah.
so most people would have
some
level of English,
yeah.
but if they are a former English colony like ourselves,
they
have good English.
Yeah, or if you're from Kenya or Tanzania.
Yeah, well, we would have a lot of people from Zimbabwe and they have very good English.
Of course they would, yeah.
Whereas you've got people from Congo whose their language would be French.
French because of
yeah,
the, yeah,
and English would be more challenging. So
yeah,
it varies,
yeah,
a lot,
yeah. varies a lot
from person
yeah.
to person.
English just seems to be the international language, really, isn't it?
It is.
And Spanish, you know.
Yeah.
So how many people would come on you know, from that place in Balseskin, we say, on any given day, would there be many who'd partake?
Yeah, so we like I said, we kind of partnered with Parkrun, and Poppentry Parkrun have made us very welcome. So we might have, it depends on weather and what else is going on and so on. But I mean, for example, last week we probably had 20 or 30 people who were sanctuary runners at Poppentry Park Run. Now, that would, might be half and half, people from the centre and people from the community.
50-50, would
yeah.
It, yeah.
And the whole point is it's for everybody. It's not just for asylum seekers. It's for everybody. And you know, one of the challenges we have is people also are living in emergency accommodation. So they're in hotels all around the place.
Yeah, yeah.
So we have a bit of a logistical challenge to get people from all the various hotels.
So you have
center.
To help it to bring them to...
Yeah,
the sanctuary runners themselves... are transport people transporting as well.
Yes. So essentially we're giving people lifts to Parkrun, and it's very sociable. One of our members brings buns and tea and coffee afterwards.
I was thinking that.
And it's very sociable. And Parkrun in general is very sociable anyway. Mm-hmm. So we've got to meet a lot of people who are regulars in Poppentry, and good things come out of that.
When do you say Parkrun now? It's not like Marathon. It's not... How, I assume you're not flying along, are you?
Well, some people are.
Are they?
We have one of our members who tends to finish first every Saturday, and then...
That's somebody who's out for a workout.
Yeah, he's doing his 5K in 18 minutes.
In his speed.
Yeah.
And keeping it, yeah.
But then we have another member who's recovering from a stroke, and it takes her an hour and a half, you know,
And it's 5K, is it?
It's all park runs are 5K, yeah.
But it's mostly social, is it really? Is it a social thing?
It's very social. Yeah. There's, I mean, you can walk, you can jog, you can run, whatever you want.
It's just people being with people.
Exactly. And I've been involved in running for a while, and it's a very sociable sport. And sometimes it's just walking with somebody or running with somebody without even talking is sociable, you know. So so that's what we aim to do. And for people living in the centres, it gets them out into a park,
of course,
gets them fresh air, gets them some exercise. One of the challenges that they have often is staying, avoiding depression and staying upbeat because their circumstances
are
difficult.
It's almost institutionalised if they don't get out, is it?
It is. It is. And they're living in cramped circumstances. They can't cook for themselves.
Right.
They have no privacy. So from that point of view, their circumstances are challenging.
Is this like, we just take that one place, is this like just once a week?
We do it once a week, at Poppentry Parkrun. We're also at Corca Parkrun in Clondalkin.
Right.
And then we do events. So, for example, Rohini Shamrock would have sponsored us to come to the Rohini 5 Mile, which is a big race in January.
Right.
And we have a big group going to the Great Ireland Run in April in the Phoenix Park.
Right.
And that's, again, thanks to Athletics Ireland.
So along with your one day a week that you meet, you do events.
We do.
Events,
and sometimes we do outings to different places and so on. And we have yoga occasionally, different things like that.
Right.
So, there's a lot of different aspects to it.
It's a great name.
It is.
It's almost like the name of a futuristic movie or something. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like... Running for Sanctuary. It's a terrific name.
It is. Well, Graham Clifford, who is the founder, he had a light bulb moment when he was running a race and came up with the idea and the name. And he then did some very simple things that worked really well, like the T-shirts, as you can see I'm wearing.
Yeah,
I have one for you.
I just think they're great. Yeah, I'm looking at it.
So they make it very visible if we have a group of people
in a race
or at a park run.
Yeah,
it makes it very visible.
Yeah, you have to have you have to look like a group, don't you?
You do.
When you're doing things.
And then it also gives people a license to ask you a question, say, what's Sanctuary Runners?
Yeah, exactly.
And it's all about starting dialogue and conversation about it.
I think I'd patent the name, you know.
I'm not sure if
Spielberg. The next movie from Spielberg could be Sanctuary Runners, you know what I mean?
And we're very proud because we've got Dublin on ours. That's thanks to Dublin County Council.
So it's only two locations in Ireland?
No, we're aiming to be everywhere that there's a centre. And we're already now, I think, up to about 18 different locations.
Really?
Cork, Dublin, Limerick, Galway, Monaghan, Navan, I'm going to forget a few, Longford, Athlone, Kerry. So we've got sanctuary runners all over the country.
Very big organisation, aren't you?
It's about, we have about 1,500 members and growing every day. But we're But to be clear, we're very informal, very relaxed.
Yeah,
there's no obligation on anybody to come.
No memberships and everything else. None of that.
No fundraising.
Nothing.
Nothing like that. We give people the T-shirts. We don't charge them.
So if there's no fundraising, where does any funds come from? Like from the members, is it?
No, we don't. There's no membership fee. It's free to join.
Yeah.
We've been very lucky to get sponsorship from various county councils.
Oh, okay.
And then there's an organisation called the Tomar Trust, which is a philanthropic organisation that has sponsored us as well.
Oh, so you're getting sponsorship?
Yeah, but we're not asking people to...
So you're not collecting?
No.
So it's,
no, there's
it's,
no obligation.
It's, it's more like a social public service to integrate people, and it doesn't do any harm for us to be meeting immigrants, new immigrants. I've been an immigrant a couple of times myself. And it can be very lonely.
Exactly.
Even when you're just a normal immigrant. Like, you know, you know, especially if you're the woman in the situation, like where I go to work, my wife stays at home. She's at home all day with the children, say, in a strange country. Something like this would be fantastic to meet, to get things moving.
Absolutely. When we're a nation of immigrants, I've been an immigrant too.
Oh, who hasn't?
And, this, and you know...
Where did you go?
Just I went to the States in the 80s in the deep, dark depths. New York.
Did you?
Mostly, yeah.
I went to Canada in the 60s.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah. And I did a little stretch in the summer in New York.
Yeah.
I did a bit of work there.
Very good.
For cash, you know, the illegal sort of thing.
Well, so we were economic migrants, you know.
Were
so,
you? Yeah. Had you got the green card, or did you just go and...
I actually won a green card in a lottery.
Did you?
Yeah. Which a lot of people did at the time, because they put them out, and a lot of Irish people won
And did you
cards.
Go on your own?
I went with friends and met people there. And
so it wasn't a case of you, it wasn't a case of you... being alone in a situation like some of these people are who arrive here.
No, I mean, I when I went to New York, I was very lucky because I was white, I spoke English, there was a positive attitude towards Irish people there.
Yes.
I can't imagine arriving somewhere where you might not have the language,
mightn't be the right colour.
You mightn't be the right colour, you're not welcome, you're living in pretty challenging conditions, you can't work.
No.
You know, so there's, you know, all of those things...
all of those things are going against these people. They really are. And the sanctuary runners probably doing great work, really, aren't they?
But it's, you know, it's a small, simple thing that is very positive. And it's just trying to be a bit of positivity and a bit of positive energy.
Yeah, I'd say it's not that small to the people who come. You know, they must really, it must give them a lift, hope. A hope for the future.
I hope so. And it gives me a lift, actually. You know, so it gives all of us who are involved in it a lift, I think, in the sense that it's just a feel-good thing to do, and you're also getting a bit of exercise and fresh air as well.
Well, it's like everybody who comes in to be interviewed on who do things, you know, for other people. I think doing things for other people and themselves are very therapeutic, aren't they, for yourself even?
Yeah, I think volunteering is good for your own mental health.
For your own self, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
So do you think we've covered everything? Is there anything you'd like to say?
One thing I would like to say is that if anybody listening would like to come along, they're very welcome to any time. We're going to have a big group in the Great Ireland Run on the 5th of April, if you'd like to join. We're also hoping to have 1,000 people in the Cork Marathon/Half Marathon/Relay. That's on the 31st of May, so... you would be very welcome to join us and wear the t-shirt.
Right.
And if you want to get in touch, it's the email is sanctuaryrunnersdublin@gmail.com, and we're on Facebook at Sanctuary Runners.
And you do meet in the park in Poppentry, like you said.
Poppentry Park.
Is that a fixed time every... Well,
yes.
When is that?
So park run happens in various different parks around Dublin at 9:30 every Saturday morning. And Poppentry is a lovely park. And
so if you go at 9:30...
Yeah, if you get there a bit before 9:30.
Sunday morning, is it?
Saturday morning. Yep.
Find out, go on the website maybe and find out which park in your area is doing it.
Yes.
You just have to turn up on that and see if you like it.
Yeah, and I mean, look, even if you don't want to do sanctuary runners, I highly recommend park run as well because
it's just a
fantastic event to go to.
Okay, so you think that's it covered, Alan?
I think we've covered most of it. And again, thank you for the opportunity.
Oh, you're welcome. More than thanks for coming in.
You're very welcome.
It's great when people come in. It's easy. It's easier to look. It's terrific to see face to face. Thank you very much.
And I hope you get to wear the t-shirt at some point.
Oh, I will. I have a t-shirt similar to that I bought, and I can't find it anywhere when I was doing the Camino.
Oh, very good.
And it's kind of, I was saying, where is that thing? You know, you like to keep them as I will keep that as a...
Very good.
I will wear that.
Good.
But I won't be running too far.
You don't have to run. You just have to smile. That's what I tell people.
Well, look, thanks very much for coming in.
Thanks so much, Mark.
Thanks, Anna. Thank you.